For those who aren't familiar with the downtown development districts, tell us a little bit more about what they are and what do they offer to spur development in these areas in a series of towns across the state.
Well, essentially what this is a state rebate for up to 20% of the cost of purchasing properties, rehabbing properties, renovating properties which are in these so-called downtown development districts. And those are districts that are designated by the state as places that have the potential, have the need for a little bit of economic stimulus. And the idea is to encourage developers who might be a bit leery, who might not be totally convinced that they're going to get a good return on their investment, to, as it were, push them across the line by providing a bit of public assistance.
And just as a point of clarification, when a town is designated a downtown development district, it's not the entirety of the town. It's a portion of their downtown area, correct?
That's correct.
Is the overarching theme in most of the places that have been designated thus far to create kind of the right blend of housing and business to allow these specific areas to take off where maybe they wouldn't otherwise?
Yes, that's right. And I think what they're really all aspiring to is this this formula of live, work, play, which, of course, is many towns and cities are aspiring to these days. People, economic development authorities want to create places that are economically vibrant, and the way they want to do that is by creating town centers where people do more than work. In other words, they don't empty out at 5 o'clock when everybody goes home from the office. People stay there. People go to bars and restaurants, and most importantly, people will live there as well. So the idea is that people are more inclined to live in these town centers, and therefore help to stimulate the local economy.
So how do they decide what projects qualify for funding within these districts?
Well, there are three primary criteria here. One is they're evaluated on need, and that is gauged by things like looking at property prices, or if local real estate prices are struggling, then that would be one indication of need as far as the state is concerned. Another indication would be high commercial vacancy rates, for example. So that would be another sign that the local economy needed a little help. So that's one of the main criteria. Another one is that there would be a plan in place for businesses to invest. Typically, a city manager that is seeking inclusion in this DDD program would make the application on the basis that that a developer or developers would be interested in building specific projects, whether they be residential or commercial, but that they just are not quite ready to make that financial commitment without a little backing from the state. And then the third criterion here is for the local government to have some so-called skin in the game, and that is as a sign of the commitment by the local authority that they would be willing to do things like provide tax breaks for this new business that's proposed there, or maybe reduce their fees for utilities or something like that as an indication of the local government's commitment to this project.
Overall, statewide, so what has been accomplished so far by this program?
Well, they've got some pretty big numbers associated with this. What they say is that in the 4 years that the program has been going so far, the state has provided $31.6 million in funding, and that it has leveraged private investment of $597 million. And that's over, there's been a total of 167 projects in eight cities, and with the latest announcement by Governor Carney in early August, there will be an additional four cities that qualify.
And these projects encompass a variety of commercial and residential efforts of varying sizes. I found an interesting one that you highlighted in your piece was actually a dental practice, which I'll admit surprised me a bit. How did it work in that case?
Well, this is a story about two brothers, both pretty young guys, aged 24 and 30. One of them is business studies graduate at the University of Delaware, and the other is in fact a qualified dentist, and they wanted to set up a dental practice, and they found a building in downtown Smyrna that was within Smyrna's downtown development district. And this building had been largely vacant for quite some time, and so they bought the building, and then they found that it needed significant renovation. It was going to be costing them a lot more than $200,000. It was only at that point that they discovered that because the building was in this Smyrna's DDD, that they were actually could qualify for $49,000 in state funding. And so speaking with one of the brothers, he said that was actually crucial because that money allowed them to pay off a loan that unexpectedly got called in by one of their lenders in an early stage of this project. And he was quite candid about the fact that it was kind of what he called a rough start for this business. But they've come through that partly with the help of the state funding, and they've now got something like 2,000 patients and 13 employees. And so that appears to be quite a success story.
Fair to say that Wilmington has seen the largest amount of activity under this program, and what does the program look like there in the state's largest city?
Well, yes, the vast majority of the private funding has gone to Wilmington in this program, about $530 million, and that's been leveraged by around about $23 million in DDD funding. 34 projects in Wilmington have been completed, and there's another 34 in the pipeline, which means that funding has been reserved for them. But of course, that funding won't be actually paid out by the state until those projects are completed, because it's based on the idea of a rebate.
And while we talk about the kind of that large amount of activity in Wilmington, I imagine the program though may have some more impactful projects in smaller cities and towns where maybe there are fewer projects, but they mean more. You mentioned the dental practice in Smyrna. Are there some examples of other success stories in smaller towns in Delaware that are under this DDD program that maybe don't happen without this program?
Well, indeed. There's one in Seaford. I was chatting with the director of the Delaware State Housing Authority, which oversees this program, and he told me about the project in Seaford of a 72-unit apartment complex. And the developer there kind of got cold feet about the idea at the last minute and allowed the permit to expire, but then found that there was actually the state money through the DDD was available to the tune of about $670,000. And so on that basis, revived the plans to build this project, and half of which has now been built. So 36 of these units have been completed and are now fully occupied, and the developer is now moving forward with the second phase of that project. So I think it's fair to say that's a good illustration of the stimulative effect that this funding can have.
You've talked a little bit about how much money has been leveraged by this program. I guess that's one way of looking at how well this program is doing. But are there other ways that the state's going to measure this program's success? I mean, we hear a lot of this kind of anecdotal success that you're describing in some of these stories. But, you know, how do they measure the impact on the towns overall at this point?
Well, what they're hoping to do eventually is to measure the impact in terms of economic metrics, things like jobs created or home values that are enhanced as a result of the increased economic activity that's brought about by these things. But what officials say, it's kind of too early days to be doing that, and so they're measuring the success of the program so far in terms of the amount of money that's been leveraged by this state funding. And as we said, it's more than $500 million so far. So you know they're claiming that as a pretty good indication that this is working.
Given that, is there room for this program to expand further beyond these additional cities that were announced just recently?
The enabling legislation allows for a total of 15 cities. So three more is a possibility, but what officials tell me is that there won't be any decisions taken on any additions until the latest round of designees show that the funding is working well in these latest entrants.
All right, John Hurdle, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the reporting. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.